Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Finding the Funny on CITR 101.9. We would like to take this moment to thank the Musqueam people for housing us on their traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory. And now, the moment you've been waiting for. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Finding the Funny. Your host, Nico McEwen. Hey there, FTF fans and followers. You're back for another episode of Finding the Funny Mondays at 6 p.m. right here on CITR. Today's episode is Mad TV Characters. Previously, we did SNL characters, so I figured we may as well stick with the trend. Mad TV was essentially SNL's counterpart in the early 2000s. And it really did have a successful run, considering it was a sketch comedy show going up against The Giant. That said, it was not the most successful, and it didn't last forever. But there were some very memorable characters and some YouTube clips that have been watched millions of times. And that's some of the stuff we'll be discussing in today's episode. But first, we'll be right back after a content warning.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Alrighty, let's get into the bits for today's episode. Our first character is a Mad TV favorite. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a grown man acting like a child, and it is one of the best representations of just how to do it. Well written, well created. It is a very visual character, but you'll understand from the voice and you'll hear the punchlines. It still resonates over radio. So this is Mad TV's Stuart.
Doreen Larkin, Stuart's mother. You wanted to see me?
Oh, please come in. I must say, I am surprised you finally made it in. I've been sending notes home with your son for over 2 months.
Oh, yeah, well, he's been eating them.
Please have a seat, Mrs. Larkin. Stuart is much more intelligent than he's letting on, and sometimes that manifests itself in very negative ways.
Oh, is he biting again? Well, that's just a real simple fix. Just spray your arm with bitter apple.
No, that's not it. Oh. This is about the Valentine Stuart made me when he found out I was going to be going away. He used our class video camera.
Well, Stuart made a video Valentine? Well, he can't even wipe his own behind without me doing the follow-up.
Well, Miss Larkin, please, just watch this. Why?
Hi there, Scrat. It's me, Stuart. Happy Valentine's Day. Look what I can do. Ta-da. I just wanted to say that you're my favorite teacher and that I love you very much. And when you said that you were going away, that made me sad. Please don't go away, Miss Craig, please. Please don't go away, please. Please.
Don't go away, I know.
Well, it's daylight, isn't it? Now get in here!
No, I can't. I'm busy at recess.
Stuart!
No, I'm busy at recess.
Stuart! Stuart, honey, would you come in for me, please?
Okay, Miss Crumb.
Stuart, honey, we wanted to talk to you about the video that you made.
Did you like it?
No, I didn't.
Then I didn't make it. Bye-bye.
Whoa, no, you don't. Stuart, what? Mama say about boys who don't take their responsibility.
I don't want to say.
What does Mama say?
I don't
want
to say.
What does Mama say about boys who don't take responsibility?
Little boys who don't take responsibility get hairy palms.
No, that's for something else.
If we could get back to the video. Let's get back to the video. I think the problem is obvious. Now, Stuart, have you experienced a loss recently?
Well, I lost my favorite army man. And then I remember that I swallowed him for insubordination. So my mom had to monitor my poop for a week. And when she found it, he was missing his gun.
Stuart, no, honey, not that kind of loss. Honey, has anyone close to you died recently?
Oh, my grandpa died, and my grandma died, and my dog died, and my fish died, and then my cat ate my dead fish and choked on that and died. Oh, yeah, my dad died.
Oh, no, your dad's not dead.
He's dead to me.
Okay, well, now we are getting somewhere. Mrs. Larkin, do you see now why Stuart is attaching himself to me so strongly? He is reliving the rejection of his father.
So does my mom every time she smells aqua velva or sees Beretta.
Stuart, I want to tell you the reason why that I'm going to
Let
be leaving.
Let me do it.
You're a big boy. Do it.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, look, I did it.
Now, I want to tell you, but it's a secret. You can't tell anyone.
I love secrets.
My family has lots of them.
Yeah, I bet they do. But the reason I'm leaving, I'm having a procedure called liposuction.
Why are you having liposuction?
Well, because I'm overweight.
Your breath smells like chocolate. Oh.
She's going in because she doesn't have a man in her life. That's why she's getting her fat sucked out in the first place.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
See, so you see, Stuart, that's why I'm coming. Sorry, see, but honey, I'm going to leave, but I will be coming back in just a few weeks. And when I do come back, I'll be much thinner.
But, Miss Craig, I just want you to know that I think that you're beautiful the way that you are.
Thank you, Stuart. Now you just go right outside and play.
Okay. Hey, everybody, Miss Craig is getting the fat sucked out of her!
So So that was our first Mad TV character, Stuart. I remember when I first saw Stuart live on TV, I lost it laughing. And one of the reasons why Stuart is such a great character for comedy is that he plays with so many different comedy aspects. He is a commentary on children and the ridiculous things they do and say. At the same time, they utilize the surprise aspect by having this very quiet and seemingly reserved child saying these outrageous and aggressive and adult things. Mix with him the obnoxious character of his mother, who is also really strong character on her own, but together they make a very dynamic duo. And that's one of the great things about characters, is that you can have the people around them there simply to put them up more levels and make them even funnier, and that's exactly what the mom's character does. Finding the Funny will be right back after an ad from our sponsors.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Ladies and gents, we're back here with Finding the Funny, hashtag FTF. Make sure you check us out, Finding Funny FM on Twitter. And for any of you that don't know, we have a new team member here at Finding the Funny, Doug Vandelay, and he's doing in the field interviews with some awesome comedians around the Vancouver area. And that's right, he's got another interview for ya coming up right here on Finding the Funny, CITR 101.9. Take it away, Doug.
I'm here on the phone with John from the Vancouver Glass, who is choosing to remain anonymous. Let's just start off. Why don't you describe for us what the Vancouver Glass is?
The Vancouver Glass is I guess in the simplest way, it's a satire paper. It's a look at things that are going on in the city, kind of a weird twist. Hopefully that ends up with a laugh. At least that's the goal. Sometimes it doesn't work, but I think it's worked enough times that I keep at it.
Sort of like the Beaverton or Syrup Trap, or more famously, something like The Onion.
Yeah, when I tell people, you know, what I'm doing, I say it's The Onion, but just solely focused on Vancouver, because I cannot compete with The Onion, because, I mean, they're better than I am, they're bigger than I am, they have more resources than I do, so I keep it small. I focus on Vancouver things I know well.
Yeah. How did you get started doing this?
This kind of started about a year ago. I was thinking of, every year at April Fool's, people come out with phony stories about Vancouver or fake headlines or whatever, so I was kind of trying to think of my own and what I would do. And then I thought of 3 or 4 or 5 and 6 and 7, and then I thought, I should probably do something with all these fake headlines I'm coming up with. They're kind of funny. And I didn't really have a way to share them because Twitter wasn't really good for them. Facebook's not really good for them. So I thought, I'll put together a website of satire headlines and then articles and photos and see how long I can keep it going. So I'm just about at a year now, which is kind of what's the goal. Get it going for a year and see what happens then.
What do you think some of your more successful headlines or stories?
I can tell you, because I keep track of the stats pretty close. The most successful one I ever posted was about TransLink. And it's not because necessarily it was the funniest one or the best one. It's because TransLink actually shared it on their Facebook page, which I thought was hilarious. I never told them about it. I never sent them a copy of the article. It's just it's called Riders Outrage with TransLink's Latest Attempt at Improving Experience. And I just photoshopped a little sign on a bus saying, say hi to your neighbor. It was just a simple article, and I posted it on Twitter. And then out of nowhere, the website blew up, and I traced it back, and I found that TransLink had actually shared it on their Facebook page, and people were laughing at it, and they were having a good laugh with TransLink laughing at themselves. It blew up like that. It was neat.
So you mentioned it's been a year.
Yep.
Where do you see Vancouver Glass going, or your career in this sense going in another year?
No idea. Honestly, the plan was to keep it up for a year, and then possibly even take it down to see if I can do it for a year. Now that I'm coming up to 1 year, I'm not sure if I'm ready to stop. Sometimes, like, there was a period maybe 6-7 months in where I was like, oh, I'm running out of ideas. And then I kind of just stretched along, and then now I'm at a point where I'm like, oh, I kind of can't wait for next week because I have a better idea for next week. And this one's good, but next week I think it's going to be better. So I'm on a hot streak right now.
Oh, the city's probably giving you a lot of material right now.
Yeah. Can you give me 1 second? I just got to take something out of the oven. I'm just making dinner.
Yeah, no problem.
I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. Asparagus is out of the oven.
You mentioned in our correspondence that you were hoping to use Vancouver Glass as sort of a portfolio. So if you were planning to use Vancouver Glass as a portfolio, what kind of springboard are you hoping this becomes for you?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I started it as a portfolio to show off some comedy, some Photoshop work, some graphic work, some writing work. It's kind of just a little bit of everything that I'm kind of trying to do and hoping to do. I don't know where it's going to take me. Is it going to take me into writing comedy? Is it going to take me into doing stand-up? Is it going to take me into some kind of graphic work or writing work, copy editing? I don't really know. But somehow running a satire page and running it front and back, there seems to be a lot of skills in there that people like. So I'm not sure which skill is going to springboard me off, and I'm going to shoot off that way. But there's a lot of them involved, and I seem to be getting better at all of them at the same time. I'm kind of hoping at some point I can use it as a portfolio, and when I apply to whatever job I want, somebody looks at it and goes, wow, you know, you've been doing that really well for so long. That's really impressive.
So why the anonymity then?
Because I started off anonymous because I just... It's so much easier to do it anonymous and not have to worry about people taking things personally. Like, if I read an article making fun of West Vancouver and people know, let's say, like, I didn't grow up in West Vancouver, people will completely ignore it. They'll say, oh, you didn't grow up here, you can't make fun of it. But when you're anonymous, people just have to take it for what it is. They can't, their bias can't be changed based on who wrote it. So they just have to appreciate it for the writing it is.
Well, thanks, John. I think that's about all my questions covered.
Sure. And just for the record, I mean, I know we're going with anonymous, but just, I always say it, John, although it's a great name, it's not really my real name, so it's not going to tie back to me in any way, which is why I chose it.
Where can our listeners find Vancouver Glass?
TheVancouverGlass.com, or also Twitter, Facebook, not very hard to find. You search The Vancouver Glass. You should be able to find us.
We'll be right back with more Finding the Funny after an ad from our sponsors.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mad TV's Durrell.
Can I talk to you for a minute? Excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, what's up?
My name Darrell. It's spelled like Daryl, but it's pronounced Darrell. I just want to let you know, the back of your head is ridiculous.
Thanks.
Yeah, you are welcome. Where's your boyfriend?
Oh, my, who?
Your boyfriend. No. Where your boyfriend at? Is he getting you refreshments? Is he tall? Is he getting you Mike and Ike's? Or you like Mike and Ike's? No. Is he hefty? Is he coming back?
No.
Where your boyfriend?
No,
where your boyfriend at? No, where your boyfriend?
I don't have a boyfriend.
Oh, you don't? Oh, you don't have a boyfriend? Oh, okay. Okay, that's cool, yeah. So listen, I was wondering, can I have your number? Can I have your number?
No, I don't give out my number in theaters where I'm about to watch a movie.
Oh, okay, that's cool. I get it, you know. You all into pondering like cinemas and make-believes and celluloids. Yeah, okay. Me too. Okay, yeah, I respect that. Yeah, keep doing your thing, Miss Shallot. Miss Jean Shallot. Yeah, that's cute. What's your name, delegate?
Yvonne.
Oh, Yvonne? Yeah. Oh, damn, hold up. That's a French-ass name, Yvonne. Yeah, my little croissant. Little cheese on my croissant. Yeah. Mmm. So listen, can I have your number?
No. Look, this is my day off, and I just want to watch this movie alone. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. No, I get it. I respect that. Okay. So I can't have it?
No, I just don't give it out.
Okay, I get it. Okay, you being all selective because you got a ponytail, right?
No.
Right?
No.
You think a lot of men can't handle the regalness of an updo?
No.
Right? You all like Grace Kelly?
Grace Kelly? No, I'm not being anything because I have a ponytail.
Oh, Bonnie, girl, Bonnie. Don't be insecure, girl. Own that ponytail. Work that updo.
Okay, I will.
Aw, damn. You kind of sexy when you take my advice, girl. I like that. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, so listen. Can I have your number? Can I please receive the secret code that if entered telephonically, it will pass me through to you, which means it'll be your beautiful ass number?
No.
Could I have it?
No.
Come on, could I have it? Can I have it? Could I have it? Can I have it? Can I have it?
No.
Can I have it?
No, the previews are about to start, and I want to ponder them alone, so, but thanks anyway.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right, that's cool. No, I get it, you know. You want to, like, you know, go through all the intricacies of cinema. Okay, yeah, so, you know, you keep doing your thing, you know. Oh, I keep doing your thing, Yvonne Shallot, my little Brie. Yeah, okay, bye, all right. I'm gonna miss you. All right, you enjoy your day, girl, all right? Take care, all right? I love you.
And 125 is your change.
Thanks.
Excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure.
My name's Darrell. It's spelled like Daryl, but pronounced Darrell. Yeah. I just want to say, you a beautiful girl. You a beautiful girl.
Thanks.
Yeah, you welcome. Yeah, you welcome. So listen, I was wondering, you got a B-friend? A B-friend. A boyfriend. You got a boyfriend?
No, but I just like to eat my lunch.
Oh, okay, so you don't have a B-friend. Oh, okay, that's cool. So listen, I want to ask you something. Can I get your number? Can I have your number? Can I have it? Can I have your phone number? Can I have it? Will you give me your number? Can I have it? Can I have your number?
I'm sorry, I don't give it out.
Oh, okay, so I can't. Oh, okay, that's cool, girl. That's cool. So what's your name, girl?
Kimberly.
Kimberly? Damn, that's a pretty name. Kimberly. Damn, you got a beautiful ass name.
So, fans listening to Finding the Funny here, that was Mad TV's Darrell, a truly awesome character. You can find two of Durrell's clips on YouTube. The actress that played Durrell was Nicole Randall Johnson, and she did a truly great job of representing just how annoying men can be with all the random names that they call her and the funny things they say and the persistence. It was truly a really, really strong character, and that is a big reason why it has so many views on YouTube. How many clips, you ask? A whopping 36 million views for Durrell. And one of the best things about this character, and something that every comic should strive to with a character, is that Durrell has a catchphrase. "Can I have your number?" became so well known among social circles, at least from what I knew in North America, around the time of its release, and even a few years later when it kind of had its resurgence. The post that has 36 million views is from 9 years ago, and I'm sure any of you that remember that time frame remember, "Can I have your number? Can I have it? Can I have it?" Literally everybody was saying this to their friends, to strangers, anything. It was a hilarious catchphrase and truly one of the things that made Durrell so memorable. Alrighty, Ruzel, ladies and gents, you probably knew this was coming. This is actually not one of my favorite characters from Mad TV, or at least not one of the ones that I remember as iconic, but this character has over 74 million views on YouTube, and it's a truly great representation of just how funny a basic fast food scene can be. This is one of the most basic things we do in improv, in sketch comedy, because it's a nice go-to. You can have an ever-changing array of guest characters coming into order, and if you have a funny enough customer service person, the sketch will usually work. In this case, they made that customer service person almost perfect. She's funny, she's ridiculous, yet still similar to things that we can all experience. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy Bon Cui Cui.
Marcus Boston met me yesterday and he didn't show up. Girl, I will cut him. Girl, yes, I will. You remember what happened last time, right, when he had said he didn't hook up with Tracy and then I had found out he did? Girl, I cut him. Oh, girl, yes, I did, girl.
Excuse me.
Yes, I... you see me in the middle of a conversation? Don't interrupt, bro. I'm gonna have to call you back. Welcome to King Burger, where we could do it your way, but don't get crazy.
All right, can I get a number 6 with a cookies and cream milkshake?
You sure you just don't want a Coke?
Pardon?
I gotta get the ice cream out, put some cookies all up in it. I don't even know how to use that blender. They got me pressing all these crazy buttons. No, you can have a Coke. Let me get number 6 with a large Coke. Next.
Hi, I'll have a number 3 with no cheese, no tomato, and no lettuce.
Dang, anything else? I got a complicated order. Let me get number 3 with no cheese, no tomato.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Excuse me, sir. You see me trying to put in my order? Don't interrupt, rude. And no lettuce, that's it. What?
I changed my mind about the cheese.
Oh, now you want some cheese?
Yes.
Now you want some cheese? You see me putting the order, why you didn't say that in the first place?
I tried to, but...
No, sir, don't get loud with me, sir. Do not get loud with me. Oh, no. Security! Security! This dude needs to go. Thank you.
Bon Cui Cui.
Oh, hi, Mr. Williams. How are you today, sir?
I've had better days, Bon Cui Cui. This is the 5th time you've called security. Now, how many times do I have to tell you, you cannot call security just because somebody has a complicated order?
Is that what you had said?
Yes, that's what I had said.
Okay, you're right, Mr. Williams. Okay, I'm sorry. Next, please.
Hi, can I get a number 5 with a boneless, skinless chicken that is lightly seasoned?
No, security! Security! Need to go. Need to go.
Wait, what?
Sir, she was trying to fight me, sir.
No, I wasn't. Well, I will cut you.
I'm sorry, she's with our Out of the Hood program.
Hey, Dwight.
Hey, what's going on, Bon Cui Cui?
I didn't know you come here.
Yeah, man, I ain't on no house arrest no more.
Okay. What you want to order, boo?
Hey, let me get number 3. And instead of fries, let me have some onion rings up in there,
boo. Okay, that's all you want?
Yeah,
I don't know what I want.
A what?
Oh!
Let me put in your order.
Okay, then.
So yes, once again, that was Bon Cui Cui, made famous by comedian Angela Johnson. This clip was from season 13, episode 8 of Mad TV, and that's our last character for this episode of Finding the Funny Mad TV Characters. We covered Stuart, Dorel, and Bon Cui Cui, three, I think, of the most iconic characters to arise from the show. Of course, they had many, many more, but these were some truly great ones. I realize I didn't mention the actor that played Stuart. That actor was Michael McDonald. That'll do it for Finding the Funny here on CITR 101.9. Stay tuned at 7 o'clock sharp. You can listen to Exploding Head Movies. Join Gak as he explores music from the movies, tunes from television, and any other cinematic source, along with atmospheric pieces, cutting-edge new tracks, and more. That's Exploding Head Movies at 7, right here on CITR 101.9. For everyone listening to today's episode, it has been so fun. Of course, there is an endless amount of wonderful characters, but these are the three that I chose today. I hope you all enjoyed. As always, keep on laughing.